Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update podcast for November 20th, 2023. I am your host, John Lothian. In this podcast, we provide an overview of the content featured in today's John Lothian newsletter. We'll cover insights from the hits and takes section, share stories from the first read section, highlight the top three stories from the previous newsletter edition, and delve into the first three stories featured in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is brought to you by John Lothian News, the proud home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We invite you to explore our extensive collection of trading history videos on the MarketsWiki Education page at johnlothiannews.com. This includes the Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading video series. Thank you for joining us. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. OpenAI fired CEO Sam Altman, then spent the weekend trying to figure out how to bring him back after pressure from executives and investors. In the end, Microsoft hired Altman to lead a, quote, new advanced research team, unquote, the Financial Times reported. You will see the various related stories in the FinTech section of today's newsletter. The Financial Times reports on the weekend's events in a story titled, I've never seen anything like this, how OpenAI's dramatic weekend unfolded. CME Group's executive chairman and CEO Terry Duffy was interviewed by NBC Sports during the CME Group Tour Championship on the hole-in-one donation campaign with CME and St. Jude. Jenny Shin hit a hole-in-one during the second round of the tournament on the eighth hole, generating a donation of $20,000 from the CME to St. Jude. So far in 2023, there have been 18 holes-in-one in the LPGA tournaments that have netted a total of $360,000 donation from the CME to St. Jude. Since 2018, the hole-in-one campaign from the CME has raised $3.2 million. Former First Lady Rosalynn Carter has died at the age of 96, the Wall Street Journal reported. She served as a key advisor to her husband, former President Jimmy Carter, who said this about her. Rosalynn was my equal partner in everything I ever accomplished. In a statement issued Sunday, he said, she gave me wise guidance and encouragement when I needed it. As long as Rosalynn was in the world, I always knew somebody loved and supported me. The repercussions of Elon Musk's anti-Semitic statement on X, formerly Twitter, continue to reverberate among advertisers. Advertisers who have pulled out of X include IBM, Lionsgate, the European Union, Apple, Disney, Comcast, Paramount, and Warner Brothers. Wired story about the subject has the title, Elon Musk may have just signed X's death warrant. Are you confused about what this whole AI thing is all about and want to learn more? Enter Amazon. The Wall Street Journal is reporting, quote, Amazon launches free AI classes in bid to win talent arms race. The subheading of the story is, company aims to train 2 million people in AI as fight for skilled workers ramps up with Microsoft and Google. The United Nations Environment Program, UNEP, released its Emissions Gap Report 2023. The 14th edition of the UNEP report, titled Broken Record, Temperatures Hit New Highs, Yet World Fails to Cut Emissions Again, found that temperatures hit new highs in 2023, but emissions were not cut to the degree necessary. A temperature rise far above the 2015 Paris Agreement goals is projected unless countries deliver more than they have promised. Read the full report with the link in today's newsletter. Our most read stories on Friday in JLN Options were Hefty Options Disaster Hedges Draw Buyers as U.S. Stocks Extend Rally from Reuters. Zero Day is Here to Stay, a Zero DTE Breakdown with CBOE from Schaefer's Investment Research. Why Markets Suddenly Moved into Happy Mode from the Wall Street Journal. Subscribe to the free JLN Options newsletter with the link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's a message from our friends at JPX. To reinforce the function of margin, that is to protect investors, Japan Securities Clearing Corporation, JSCC, a group entity of Japan Exchange Group, JPX, that handles clearing of JPX's derivatives market, has changed its margin calculation methodology from SPAN method to VAR method on November 6. Under the VAR margin calculation method, there are two types of calculation methods, historical simulation method, HSVAR method, and alternative simulation method, ASVAR method. HSVAR method is used for index futures options such as our flagship contract, Nikkei 225 futures, excluding dividends index futures, Japanese government bond JGB futures and options, interest rate futures, 3-month TONA futures listed on Osaka Exchange, OSE, and TOCOM's electricity and LNG futures contracts. On the other hand, ASVAR is used for OSE dividends index futures, precious metals futures slash options, rubber futures, agricultural futures, and TOCOM energy futures other than electricity slash LNG futures. For more information, click on a link in today's newsletter. Note, each broker decides its handling of the amount of margin to investors independently based on the margin requirement JSCC notifies the broker. So the margin requirement JSS calls for brokers and the amount of margin brokers require for investors to deposit may be different. Here's a commentary from LinkedIn from Bhavan Joseph. The time is always right to do the right thing, scaling impact for a better world. In our pursuit of meaningful change and tangible impact, my guiding principle aligns with Dr. Martin Luther King's profound assertion, the time is always right to do what is right. This belief, deeply embedded in my personal and professional journey, emphasizes the necessity of immediate scalable action to drive progress, immediate action, scaled impact. Reflecting on Nelson Mandela's words, it always seems impossible until it's done, I'm reminded of the power of immediate action. In sectors such as finance, technology, and education, while the challenges are immense, they are equally matched by opportunities for transformative change. Our era offers the potential to amplify actions globally, essentially for impactful transformations. My comment. Bhavan Joseph's latest column, he has some big new news that we will be reporting more about soon. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, How Elon Musk, for many, went too far. A misleading tweet, a vexed billionaire, and a new firestorm over anti-Semitism. Elon Musk insists he isn't an anti-Semite. But this past week, the billionaire entrepreneur left many wondering. At the very least, a string of inflammatory tweets he sent Wednesday showed how gratuitous Musk can be and how easily tweets on his own social media platform can be misleading and trigger him. My comment, would someone please buy X/Twitter from Mr. Musk to help shut him up? Here's another story, this one from The New Yorker. The headline, A Hedge Fund Founder's Obsessive Storytelling, a new book about Ray Dalio, the founder of Bridgewater Associates, paints an unflattering picture, but it's hard to imagine a record more damning than the one Dalio has created himself. In the spring of 2010, a website called Dealbreaker obtained a notable PDF. Dealbreaker was a gossip and news blog in the mold of Gawker, focused specifically on the cartoonish personalities and plot lines that emerged from the world of Wall Street and high finance. This PDF was of particular interest as it concerned one of the more colorful, idiosyncratic, and egomaniacal figures which that province had yet produced. Ray Dalio, the founder of Bridgewater Associates, one of the largest hedge funds in the world. The document laid out what Dealbreaker called the Tao of Dalio and what Dalio called his principles, a novella-length manifesto that the blog claimed Bridgewater employees were encouraged to read, deploy in their daily lives, and quote from regularly at work. My comment, Ray Dalio obsessive? No way! Here is another story, this one from USA Today. Top 7 leaders and entrepreneurs reshaping tomorrow, 2024, and beyond. In an age where innovation is rapid and transformative, certain leaders stand out not just for their business acumen, but also for their visionary approach to the future. These entrepreneurs don't merely adapt to change, they orchestrate it, creating waves that ripple throughout industries and societies alike. The year 2023 has seen its share of trailblazers, but a secret few have particularly captured the world's attention. Dive in as we spotlight the top 5 entrepreneurs of this year who are boldly reshaping tomorrow, driving forward with daring ideas and groundbreaking endeavors. Number 1, Vince Molinari, redefining financial media with fintech.tv. My comment, congratulations to Vince Molinari on this well-deserved ranking. Here are the top 3 stories from Friday's JLN. Our top story Friday was Muni Bond Blow-Up Exposes Flaws in $600 Billion Corner of Market from Bloomberg. Second was Elon Musk said anti-Semitic social media post was just the actual truth from the Wall Street Journal. Third was Bloomberg's retired wind turbine blades live on as park benches and picnic tables. Here are the top 3 stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, company led by former NYSE president buys crypto news site CoinDesk. CoinDesk says former Wall Street Journal editor-in-chief Matt Murray will chair an independent editorial committee. A company run by former New York Stock Exchange president Tom Farley said on Monday that it has acquired crypto-focused media company CoinDesk. Bullish, the crypto exchange run by Farley, bought 100% of CoinDesk in an all-cash deal. Financial terms of the deal weren't disclosed. Digital Currency Group, the parent company of CoinDesk, acquired the media company in 2016 for $500,000. The deal comes a year after CoinDesk broke news about Sam Bankman-Fried's crypto empire that would ripple through the market and compound the financial troubles of its parent company. Here's another story from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, How a Hack Shook Wall Street's Multi-Trillion Dollar Foundations. The cyber attack on ICBC rekindled investors' concerns about the repo market. The recent hack of a Chinese banking giant reignited Wall Street's long-running fears of disruptions to the short-term cash markets underpinning the global financial system. Traders swiftly contained the cyber attack on the Industrial and Commercial Bank of China, but some said the incident exposed cracks in the multi-trillion dollar market for repurchase agreements known as repo, where banks and hedge funds borrow cash mainly using treasuries as collateral. And then finally, here's a story from the Financial Times. The headline, Wall Street watchdog floats plan to let brokers promise future results. FINRA proposal would allow performance projections in marketing to wealthy and institutional investors. Brokers would be able to market some investments with projections of future performance and promise targeted returns when they are working with institutional and wealthy individuals under a rule proposed by an industry self-regulatory body. The rule change floated by FINRA would mark a departure from a general ban on brokers promising specific outcomes when they sell securities. That has raised concern among some investor advocates. We appreciate your attentive audience for the John Lothian News Daily Update. Kindly think about sharing our podcast with your friends. Additionally, if you haven't already, we would be grateful if you could take a moment to leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Your reviews aid in introducing our content to new listeners. And if you haven't yet subscribed to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can enjoy a complimentary 90-day trial by visiting johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.